Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm not joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas. She'll be here any moment now. Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our living room floor for our little program here. Okay, so it's actually our family room floor. So I got COVID, and then we had a three-day weekend for Veterans Day. So a three-day weekend, 5 days off for COVID from my work, canceled our trip to San Diego to see my mom. And then here we are in our second weekend. So this is 8, 9 days I've had of doing very little. What have I been doing? I've been sending pictures of Frankie to my wife and Lennox and Luna. Now, normally when she works from home, she sends me about 1 to 2 pictures of Frankie. But this week, I've been sending her about 30, 35, sometimes 40 pictures of Frankie. A little out of whack there. We're working on that situation. Our Vivint, which is a home alarm security company / window solar thing, Vivint, V-I-V-I-N-T. When we first moved here 3.5 years ago, there was a Vivint security system, alarm system that was installed. The previous owner, Judy Zone, didn't have it uninstalled. And it's just been sitting here. We don't know what it does. We don't know if we need to pay a subscription. We don't know anything. But it has a panel, like a tablet, a screen on the wall, and then one sensor up in the corner of one of our of the dining room. We have no idea what it does, what it's supposed to do, if it's hooked up, if it's working, if it's not working. Every once in a while, it will make a noise or go to a weird screen and make a noise, and we just hit the home button, and it's also wired into our doorbell. We have 2 doorbells. It's very complex. But the other day, it was stuck on a loading screen, and all it had on the panel, on the little tablet on the wall, was the Vivint logo and then a progress bar on the bottom that was about 2/3 finished loading, done, complete. So I left it alone for 3 days, and then I was like, I don't want to continue to see this Vivint logo all the time. It's advertising. It's subterranean marketing.
And oop.
It's advertising. It's marketing. The call is coming from inside the house. So watched a few YouTubes, went to a few websites, how-tos, Vivint's FAQ. Figured it out. I had to yank the screen off gently with much measured strength. I'm really strong. I lift. And I just had to disconnect the power wires, the power cords. So it wasn't as simple as just pulling out the battery and then plugging it back in. A little bit of screwing, unscrewing. Cut the red wire first before the blue wire. There's 3 seconds left. But I fixed that very quickly. I'm very handy. Speaking of lifting, I'm still lifting. So even when I was sick. Oh, and I just took a test. COVID-free, bro. COVID-free. So I had it for at least 5 days, maybe 7 to 8. But I'm still lifting, still working out. I've just been doing a little lighter workout than normal. Uh-oh. Popo on the go-go. Catch him. Catch him. Get the suspect. Get the suspect. But I've been doing lighter, shorter workouts, about 75% of what I normally do. In terms of strenuousness. But 75% of my normal workout is about 140% of a regular man's workout. So I think I'm okay. I've been also supporting our local West Sacramento economy. Yes, hashtag shop local. Oh, wait, I'm being handed something. Don't say you've been supporting the local economy. You've just been going out to eat a lot. Wow. Wrote this. Why did you hand it to me? That person's fired. Okay, so it's close. Get him! Get him, Popo! Get him! Or if I was a Democrat, I would say, escape! Escape! He's innocent until proven guilty! He's innocent until proven guilty!
And oop!
Well, anyways, something exciting is happening outside. So I went to Peace Cuisine for lunch. I got the Chinese food lunch combo. And it proves what I've always thought. The combo, the lunch combo, and this goes for Panda Express, the bowl, the two item, the bigger plate, the biggest plate. All those are just, they're just ripoffs, man. Like, I got the combo with Shao Mein and General Chicken. I got 14 pieces of General Chicken. And the amount of Chow Mein I got was staggering. A gargantuan amount of Chow Mein. Chow Mein is cheap. Rice is cheap. You can also get it with fried rice. Just like Panda, get the combo with the fried rice or Chow Mein. But those things are loss leaders. They're door busters. They're super cheap. The protein, the entree, the main event is expensive. You get very little of that. So I've always been like, get a la carte of the entree, make some rice at home. It's very, very cheap. It's very, very easy. Yeah, Shao Mein's more difficult and fried rice is more difficult. But regular rice is a grand old time. You're saving money and you're getting way more entree. The lunch combo, it was fine. Their orange chicken, Uncle's Orange Chicken, Peace Cuisine's Orange Chicken, tends to be larger pieces of chicken. I like the small pieces of chicken with a ton of batter and a ton of crunch. These are big pieces of chicken with a lot of chicken and not too much batter. Decent amount of crunch, but never again, never again. Next time, General Chicken a la carte, or just skip the General Chicken, which I just found average at best, mediocre. Popo on the go-go. I'll just get the stir-fry sticky rice, which is blockbuster Peace Cuisine entree, and it'll make your head spin, and it costs $18, but it's flipping worth it. Okay. I also went to get some COVID kits at the Department of Health and Human Services. It's just down the street on Jefferson Boulevard, not too far away at all, but our COVID, we had a plethora of COVID kits, but they were all expired a year plus. And whatever, the CDC, Fauci, and whoever, FDA has said, oh yeah, expired COVID tests are fine. No. But I was like, well, I still want to get some more. So I went to, they have a vending machine down at the DHHS on Jefferson Boulevard. And so I went there and it's great. It's completely free. You just press J3, test pops out, J3, and you can get as many as you want. I got four because there's four of us, but you can go there anytime and get as many as you want. They had, there's two different kinds of tests, which was odd. And there was no indication of what was the difference. There is no difference. I mean, they're different tests, but hopefully they're the same effectiveness. And they were refrigerated. So I brought them home. My wife touched them. I was like, these are cold. I said, yep, they're refrigerated for whatever reason. But that was fun. Oh, and that, listen, public health, the lobby that I had to walk into of this DHHS department office location, not good. It's just people on their last legs, people not having, people not flourishing, people not thriving, and it's sad, and I feel bad for them. But yeah, it was quite the scene. People on their last legs, some people. And I just hope they get the help they need, to be perfectly frank. Luna was sick Wednesday, so I went to go pick her up. Because I was home, and no worries, her high school is hecka close. I went to go pick her up, but that was the first time I'd been to the high school while school was in progress. So that was a deal. Like, I felt like I was on 21 Jump Street. More Richard Grieco than Johnny Depp, just because I'm a little angsty moody. I'm the bad boy. And Johnny Depp is, I'm a pretty boy with hurt feelings. I've always been a Richard Grieco fan. We all know how each of them ended up, who found fame and success. I've been reading. I read, I started subscribing to a couple of magazines. Wired is one of them. I read that front to back Monday in about an hour and a half. So I read that. And there's only 8 issues per year. And then I had 2 issues of Wired. And the second one was about AI. And I don't care about AI. It's a bunch of nonsense to me. But the first one was good. It featured a like a artist manager slash agent guy focuses solely on TikTokers. And it's wild because like he finds these people who have some music, but they don't have fame, obviously. They barely have a following. He knows what buttons to press and how to manipulate the algorithm and how to push on the gas to make things go quote unquote viral. And so these kids start out with nothing or very little in terms of following and money, hit the gas pedal and boom, they're making a couple hundred grand a year. It's outrageous. I never heard of this guy. I never heard of his artists. I never heard of all these TikTokers, but there's money in the space being made and God bless them. I hope it works out. Lovely. We also got a new vacuum. So whining will get you everywhere, kids. First vacuum we had, my wife, she's and Luna, they're women. Luna's a girl, teenager. My wife's a grown-ass woman. But there's a lot of hair that ends up on our carpet, and these robot vacuums pick up this hair, and this particular robot vacuum, it's a Eufy, E-U-F-Y, just picked up so much hair, and it's been such a pain to maintain. I'm constantly pulling hair out. There's some hair I can get out, some hair I cannot. And it just got to the point where it was getting errors and errors trying to run just a regular vacuum cycle. Error, 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 error. So I contact Eufy and like describe the problem. Yes, sir, officer. I'm innocent. I'm innocent. It's not me. It's the guy in the red hoodie, officer. So I go back and forth with their customer service, customer care, whatever. Describe the problem. Send them a receipt that I bought it from Walmart less than a year ago. And pictures, video, emails, blah, 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 et cetera, back and forth, back and forth. And they're like, okay, send that one in and we'll send you a new vacuum. And much like with the GoTrack scooter, I said, hey, I don't have a box. I do have a box. I don't have a box, but can you send me the new vacuum and then I'll ship the broken slash old one back to you in that box that you send me the new one in? And they were like, sure. So we got a new vacuum, but I didn't completely fix the old vacuum, but I got enough hair out to where it's running normally and without any problems. So we have a brand new robot vacuum, $200. It's sitting in the garage. I'm not sure how long it's going to sit down there. I don't know what to do. And I technically, what Alan Fisher would do is send back the broken, sorry, not broken, the formerly broken, but currently operating normally, vacuum, as my mom calls the vacuum. That's what a good person would do. But I'm just like, I'm going to run this into the ground and then send it back. Could be a month, could be a year, could be 16 eons. I don't know, but that's where we are. So, ladies and gentlemen.
And a oop.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest needs no introduction. She recently said I could have some space on our bookcase. So, our current bookcase has 4 shelves of books, all owned by you.
That's me.
Yeah.
Your sparkling wifey.
Yes. And how much can I have? I don't actually own any books yet.
Well, exactly. So as soon as you get a book,
yeah,
just one.
I can have the space of one.
Yes.
Are you going to have to get rid of something? You're going to have to move some things around?
Definitely. Our bookcase is perfectly filled right now. I have some decorative photographs and a clock. And
it's very aesthetic.
Yeah, so if we're going to add more books, I'm going to have to rearrange some things. But I'm willing to do it.
Fun fact, you haven't read all the books on your bookcase.
I counted the other day. There's about 30 I haven't read.
30? How many books were there?
There's not many there.
Right. So the clear majority you haven't read?
Yeah.
But they're on your to-read queue.
They just look nice.
Along with 200 other books at the library.
My to-read queue is over 1,000. And I just keep getting books from the library.
Yeah.
But the books on our shelves here, I've recently acquired most of them, which is why they're not read yet.
Yeah.
They're new to me.
Yeah.
And they just look nice.
They're beautiful.
But I own them, so I don't feel an urgency to read them.
Ah.
I want to get from the library and read new books that I don't own.
Ah. It's like when you own a movie on DVD, you never watch it because it's always there.
Yeah. But then,
32 years go by and you still haven't seen The Matrix. So it's day 9 of 10 of me being on vacation / cancel vacation / COVID / Veterans Day. It's every day I'm like, today is Wednesday. I confirm with you. And then you say correct. And I go, okay, because I've lost my place. It feels like the early days of the lockdown. Today's been odd. The weather's been poopy, like gloomy. A little sprinkly here, a little rainy there. We did all of our tasks / errands yesterday. We did grocery shopping. So we didn't really have a reason to venture out. But even errands, chores, they get the blood moving. You got to interact with people. You got to be out there.
You have to put some pants on.
You got to put some pants on, some undies, a brassiere. You know what I'm saying, men. But we didn't have that. And then. And plus we started being on track, nutritionally speaking. We've been going out to eat, enjoying ourselves, supporting the West Sacramento local community. Entrepreneurship. We're like Mark Cuban, helping small businesses thrive. But we're back on track. So we couldn't go out to eat. We didn't have any errands to run. We didn't have any shopping to do. Weather's poopy. We couldn't go for a nice long walk. And then you took Luna to her friend's quinceañera, and you had to drive out there at 2:30-ish, 3. So we kind of had to wait around for that. Today has been not a highlight.
It's one of those days where you're so bored, but you throw out an idea here and there. We could do this. We could do that. Nothing sounds appealing.
Yeah.
So you just end up sitting on the couch
for
hours on end.
Yeah. But we had several good days in a row. Datey dates.
Mm-hmm.
Going out to eat. Walks. Well, you went on a walk. A long walk yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Didn't feel like it. Well, I had COVID yesterday, honey, but I'm all healed up now. But we had to cancel going to see my parents. But there's good and bad to it. The bad is that we don't get to see Jennifer Kwok's baby. Your mission in life is to hold babies. If there's a chance to hold a baby, you're there.
Give me that baby.
Well, what is it about a baby? Do you think of Luna? Do you think of Lennox? Is it the smell? Is it just they're so dang adorable and you don't have the full-time 24/7 responsibility?
Yes, all of that.
Hmm.
It's probably some sort of feminine maternal instinct. You just like holding a baby.
Also bad we didn't get to spread my dad's ashes, but they're not going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And oop.
We were going to spread my dad's ashes, but my dad's ashes aren't going anywhere. Plus it's 32 degrees-ish in Julian, where we're going to spread the ashes and take my light cold, light flu, whatever, COVID sickness, put me in cold, freezing cold weather. It wouldn't have been good. Another bad thing is that we're going to party with my mom. It's her birthday. She's 38, 39, and we were going to hit the club, pop some bottles, light some sparklers, take some shots. But that didn't happen. But we'll definitely go see her within 2 months or so. We'll check in with her. The good is that your parents, who take care of Len and Luna when we go down to San Diego, they don't have to drive everywhere. They were going to have to drive from Yuba City, which is where they volunteer at the temple out there, to Lincoln, to West Sac. And I was like, oh, it's too much. And they don't mind, but I mind for them. I don't want you guys driving so much, and appreciative that and grateful that they're always willing to step in and take care of the kids, take the kids for a day or two. But I'm glad that they don't have to drive all the way around. Your mom would have had to drove to Fair Oaks, or Carmichael, wherever Luna's friend's quinceanera is. So that's good. So Christmas, honey, we bought Lennox an Xbox Series S. And it costs a pretty penny. It's $300, extra controllers, another 60. But we wanted to make sure, we told Len ahead of time, because it's a financial investment, and I wanted to get him exactly what he wanted, because if we spent $300-$400 on something he didn't want or kind of wanted or got bored of after 2 seconds, I would not have been happy. So we bought an Xbox Series S. He wanted an X.
Coming.
Did you pat your elbow dry?
And oop.
He wanted his Series X. Series X is, yes, more powerful, but $200 more. And with that $200, I bought a controller. You can buy a couple games. And Series X, if you have the TV or a Super Mac Daddy monitor, a 4K TV, makes sense. But Series S, plugging it into Lennox's 32-inch 1080p cheap Walmart Roku TV. So it's the brand ONN, their in-house generic brand. It's off-brand, honey. I was just like, dude, let's just get a Series S. It's just almost just as good. And we could spend that $200 on games. So he knows what he's getting. It's sitting on the floor currently, pushed up against our blue cabinet. Should we open it early, honey? Should we hook it up now? I mean, there's no surprise because we didn't want to risk dropping that much paper.
I kind of don't care if you guys do it. At first, I was opposed to opening it right now, but you two have worn me down.
Yeah.
So I can't stop you.
As a kid, did your parents ever let you open up Christmas presents early?
No.
You knew ahead of time or didn't really?
No.
I can think of two instances. When I was a kid, I had a remote control car that my parents let me unbox and play with it on the street. It was fun for about 10 minutes. I was like, all right. And I put it back in the box, back with the styrofoam peanuts and everything, rewrapped it. And then the other thing was a Walkman, where I got the Walkman and George Michael's Faith on cassette tape. Also, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, their first album. No, the second album, but Parents Just Don't Understand, is a smash hit single. And I listened to those tapes for a half hour or so. Put it back, and it does take the surprise out of Christmas morning. But on the other hand, the post-Christmas malaise, what is it called?
Oh, yeah. It's exactly that.
Yeah, the depression. You're a kid. You get some toys. And they're not all they cracked up to be or whatever. Your expectations got too high, I guess, is a better way to say it.
Build-up is always better than the actual event.
Right. You get your toys and you're just looking around like, is this all there is to it? You get that out of the way a few weeks ahead of time.
Okay. That's a good theory.
Yeah. And another thing is that, so Walmart has their Black Friday prices already listed. Like, it'll have And for instance, NBA 2K4, the NBA game, video game, basketball video game. It has the regular price is $70, and then on November 22nd, Black Friday or Black Thursday, or whatever, $40. So if we hook it up now, get the Xbox Live account going, all that jazz, you save $30.
Yeah, I think we should do that, actually.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to wrap the empty Xbox
yes
box and put it yes under the tree.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Actually, today, again, it's been a poopy day, but I'm feeling better now. I think just talking about it and goofing around and being with my lady is helping. But today, I was bored. And then, oh, actually, the other day, Lennox was like, can you hook up my Xbox? We're like, why? And he said, because I'm bored. And I was like, oh, okay. You have Switch. You have Discord, Roblox, Minecraft. What else? Roblox. Roblox is hundreds or thousands of games. You have a TV. Let's not hook it up yet. But today I was bored. So I was like, I'm going to hook it up. I unbox everything. I take everything out of its wrapper, everything out of its bag. Da, da, da. I go up to Lennox's room. I start hooking it up, plug it all in. I press the power button. And then I was like, what am I doing? This is, even though the setup is boring, I want Lennox to be there. Like I want him to participate and see that the setup is boring and that it takes work to get this all going. So I put it back. I wrapped it all back, all nice and pretty. I'm a man of extremes, honey, as you know.
Oh, I know.
And I put it, and it's back where, up against the blue cabinet, wrapped up nice and pretty, ready to go for Black Friday, which is, I think the day of November 22nd or November 23rd. I don't know. But that day, we have off. I'll hook it up. We'll get NBA 2K4. It'll be a grand old time. You want to get NBA Jam.
The NBA Jam from 1995.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I know.
That's a fun, good old time. No girls allowed to play the video game.
What?
No girls allowed in our boys' clubhouse. Boys rule, girls drool, honey.
And oop.
So we put our Christmas tree up on November 9th. It was Thursday night. And a part of it has to do with me like sitting around, essentially doing nothing for 9 to 10 days now. I think it's too early. The Christmas music going all the time.
You don't have to listen to Christmas music every day, but you do.
Yeah.
And then you complain about it.
It drives me mad. Well, the other day you came home from work, honey. And after 3 minutes, you were like, okay, time to turn the Christmas music off. And Lennox protested and he won. But, well, I put your gift underneath the tree and then I'm like, well, it's going to sit there for 6 weeks.
That's okay. It's not perishable.
Yeah. I think it's too early.
Well, we're not taking it down.
Oh yeah.
So
oh,
it's
yeah
here to stay.
For sure. For sure.
It's beautiful. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Well, this morning, I was finishing the Arnold Schwarzenegger book, just hanging out here in the living room by myself. Almost put on Christmas music, but I thought, no, it's too much. So put on some Al Green, some Shy Lights, some Delphonics.
Yeah, I was really happy when I came out and you had non-Christmas music. I think yeah that's good for your mental health.
Yeah. And then you put one of my Christmas presents under the tree. And it's going to sit there for 6 weeks. Is the tree going up early okay, but then we should wait for the presents
no
to put out? No? What? So you're okay with the presents being out for
yeah
7 weeks?
The tree looks better with stuff under it.
That's true. Well, that's why I put your first gift under there. Your second gift is delayed, by the way.
Oh, dear.
Thanks, UPS. They get their contract ratified and everything goes to hell. And then, oh, for Lincoln, I bought him an Asian-inspired water bottle from Timu for $8. He said thanks.
We gave it to him already. That was for his belated birthday present.
Yeah, because he's always drinking Lennox's water. So I was like, I'm going to get him a water bottle. Okay, so we've been watching some stuff, honey. We watched The Killer. This is Michael Fassbender, directed by David Fincher, the guy who did Fight Club, Benjamin Button, Gone Girl, all that crap. Netflix, terrible.
Terrible. So boring.
So much voiceover.
Just his inner monologue for the first 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, and that's when we turned it off. It was too much. So boring. I'll give you 10, 15 minutes of boringness, maybe 20. But you got to come. I mean, you call it The Killer. You don't call it The Talker, The Whiner, The Philosopher. It's called The Killer. Let's get to the killing. It was crap. Then we watched The Curse with Emma Stone and that Nathan guy, directed by the Safdie brothers. Whatever.
I wanted to like it. Yeah.
There was promise there, but it quickly descended into just nothing. Then we watched the Australian horror movie Talk to Me. I enjoyed it. Excellent premise. There's a hand figurine that you shake the hand, you say, talk to me, and then the spirits take over or whatever. And it's really cool. It's like a new take on an old premise. Because when you get possessed by the demons, before you get possessed by demons, they tie you down to the chair. And all the kids, it's a bunch of teenagers, young, hot teenagers, they all film the person get possessed. And then they post it on the socials, and it's a grand old time. I thought it was done well, but then 2/3 of the way through, it just goes sideways. I got confused, but definitely a good movie. Different than The Nun or whatever, The Nun 3 or whatever.
And
We're also reading books. I read the Arnold book called Be Useful. It's got some Hollywood lore. It's filled with a bunch of vague, broad, positive generalizations. You got to have a vision, and you got to execute that vision, and you got to put in the work, and you got to do the reps until you feel the pump. And once you feel the pump, you keep pumping until the pain, and then there's pain, and then there's all out failure. And that's when you know you're building muscle. it's good. I skimmed most of it. I read about 40% of it. I was just looking for Hollywood lore.
You read like, about 40% of every book that you read.
Him talking about when he got together with Ivan Reitman and Danny DeVito to pitch Twins. Hollywood was saying no. So we said, we don't need a salary up front. And we'll bring in the movie on the budget and on time. And to this day, fun fact, Twins is his number one movie in terms of how much money he's made off a movie. Number one of all time. True Lies, Terminator 2, get out of here. Twins, because he didn't take upfront, took back end. So he made mad bank. He's undeniable, so likable and engaging. It's a good time. It's a good read if you skim past the mumbo jumbo nonsense. You read Killers of the Flower Moon, honey, which was a book before it was a movie. It's currently a movie. Directed by Scorsese, starring Leo DiCaprio. What'd you think of the book, my darling?
It was excellent. I love historical nonfiction books. This has been a book I've wanted to read, but when I heard that the movie was coming out, I had to read the book before we see the movie because it's a historical thing. I don't want to watch the movie first. I want to know what's real and what isn't. What did Scorsese lie about, exaggerate about? So it was excellent. Told the story of the Osage tribe who, for a period of time, were the wealthiest people per capita in America because oil was discovered on their reservation. But as it turns out, there was a huge conspiracy, of course, all the white people trying to get the money. So people were marrying the Osage people to... Oh, another thing is... the Osage were not allowed to fully control their money. They had to have a quote-unquote guardian assigned to them from the government.
Brittany conservatorship?
All the guardians are white, of course. So they couldn't spend any money without getting permission. But they slowly, or not so slowly, began to be murdered. And so after...
The Osage by the evildoers, the white people, so they could have the money and have more control?
Yeah.
Where did this, what state or what area of America?
I believe it was Oklahoma.
Ah.
So eventually, after a period of time, the FBI got involved. Mm-hmm. Part of the book is talking about the creation of the FBI because this was in its early days. Ah. This was one of its first big cases. Mm. So there's that aspect as well as like what was going on mm-hmm. there in the towns as it was happening. Mm. Just awful, but really, really fascinating to read about. And I'm really glad I read it. But now I don't want to see the movie.
Ah.
Because there's a character in the book, Leonardo DiCaprio,
yeah,
the guy that he plays.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, he's a full-on villain. Mm. But I have a feeling that the movie kind of romanticizes him.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but I don't want to watch the movie and get pissed off to see them try to like put a positive spin on that character.
Yeah. Based on a podcast I heard reviewing it, Leo's character is just kind of dumb, gullible, kind of going along. And Robert De Niro's a real puppet master.
Yeah, he was definitely not the leader of this, but in my opinion, unforgivable the things that guy did in real life. So I don't want to see the Hollywood version.
Gotcha. I didn't want to see it, but I would have seen it for you. If you don't want to see it, we'll be fine. Life will move on. Okay, are we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay, we're done. All righty. Well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for Vivint. We don't have a promo code for Vivint. By the way, I fixed the Vivint, but it's just back to doing what it was doing. We don't know what that is. It's on. It beeps once in a while. The screen lights up once in a while. But we don't know what to do.
It's AI that's beyond our human control.
Ah.
It's going to take over our house.
Yeah. And we don't want to pay someone to remove it. And I'm scared to remove it. Well, it has taken off the panel. There's like holes in the wall for wires and all this stuff. I guess we can cover that up easily with a painting or something. We had no idea what it did when we first moved in 3.5 years ago. Started acting funny this week. Now it's back to doing whatever the hell it was doing, which may be something or may not be something. It's very odd. We don't have a promo code for Vivint. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, we may open a Christmas gift early, but wrap the box. But it's all for, we're going to save $30 on that NBA game. And Christmas, post-Christmas depression gets subverted. We attack it. We attack the problem. But we're still good people. And I'm still a good person. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for caring. I need some water. Hope you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye.
And oop.
We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy chicken?
I can't eat no longer.
And oop.